Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Overcoming adversity, how energy tapping transforms your life's worst experiences, a primer for post-traumatic growth, tells the gut-wrenching stories of patients told by psychologist Dr. Carolyn Sakai. In this riveting book, you will see full range of human suffering. More importantly, you will then see the remarkable transformation with healing from traumas and adversity to growing resilience and moving forward to giving back. The remarkable cure that works so well for them is called Thought Field Therapy, or TFT. This primer for post-traumatic growth details through real-life stories how we can progress from trauma, pain, and dysfunction to healing, health, and resilience. Carolyn Sakai, PhD, is a clinical psychologist in private practice who was formerly chief psychologist at Kaiser Hawaii Behavioral Health Services. She's deployed on trauma relief missions to New Orleans and Rwanda. She has published articles on thought field therapy, EMDR, and domestic violence. And Dr. Carolyn Sakai, PhD, author of Overcoming Adversity, How Energy Tapping Transforms Your Life's Worst Experiences, a Primer for Post-Traumatic Growth, joins us on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to have you on such an important topic and a book that you've written extensively on that really brings it home for all of us with real life stories. What inspired you to write this book?
Well, I think I have always been interested in enhancing health because I've had myself been rather you would say a sickly child and had grown up with lupus, a systemic lupus that wasn't diagnosed till later. So I was always interested in enhancing health and well-being. And I was able to, when I was chief psychologist at Kaiser, bring our mental health practitioners right into the medical teams by using thought field therapy because we needed something that was a self-treatment and that could work quickly. And I was very happy to have learned it from the developer, Dr. Roger Callahan. And then after we found how effective it was, we have, and that's available on my website, the Kaiser article at www.tftcenter.com. We actually were able to take it to New Orleans post-Katrina, very good results. And then I've gone for 11 years to Rwanda to work with the genocide survivors. And a few of those stories are in the book as well. But the real impetus for really making sure that I could put it into writing after we saw the transformation in our country here, and then with working with trauma and disaster relief, and then seeing the transformation in the country in Rwanda. We went 12 years after the genocide, started working with orphans. There are 400 orphans who they had for 12 years after the genocide not been able to really study and learn and progress in their reading, writing, or math because of the constant flashbacks, nightmares,
oh, yes,
anxiety, depression. And then after being treated, within 1 year after they were treated for their traumas and depression and fear and anger, they were able to make so much progress that they were able to pass the competitive Rwandan exams and get into the regular public schools. And then we worked with adult genocide survivors, and we did actually have the opportunity to do two randomized control studies in Rwanda, which has been very helpful for us.
Just amazing stories of transformation that you will find in Dr. Sakai's book, Overcoming Adversity, Carolyn Sakai, PhD, and that's spelled S-A-K-A-I. Again, her website, we'll have this throughout the program. You'll find it on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Her website is tftcenter.com. Book available at Amazon, all of the usual places. Doctor, how did you get interested in the treatment of trauma and PTSD?
Well, I have seen, while we were working with many issues like physical ailments, we see them exacerbated by stress, anxiety, and a lot of depression, anxiety. You look at, there may be some trauma. And trauma is defined differently for different people. All of us have different tolerance levels. So it's more in the eye of the beholder. But when you have a system upsetting experience that throws people off kilter, it can do a lot of things. It raises their adrenaline, cortisol. You have changes in the heart rate, which we have looked at with the heart rate variability measures in the Kaiser article that is on my website. And what we're seeing was that there's a trauma base behind many of the symptoms and ailments that either sometimes are causative and in other situations exacerbate the symptoms that the person may have had prior. So we look at the importance of dealing with the trauma background in order to be able to enhance the optimal health of the individual. And I think this is something that when we were working with people and worked with chronic pain, for example, we saw the people that had made, you know, what looked like maximal progress on their medications, but they were still in severe pain. And when we were able to work with the trauma that was related to the symptoms they were having, we saw a marked difference. And we looked at the power of the somatic memory. There are lots of situations where the person may not even have a conceptual memory or understanding of what happened, but the body holds the memory. And when we can, this is a somatic-based treatment, so when we can work with those somatic memories, like with the thought field therapy, then we can have these transformations.
It is such a fascinating work that you do in reaching out and being able to help these people. And we see all of this unfold in Dr. Sakai's book, Overcoming Adversity. I mentioned in the beginning thought field therapy. How did you get interested in working with thought field therapy?
When I was trying to bring our mental health practitioners into the medical teams, what we needed to do to embed them in the medical teams was to have something that was a rapid treatment that we could then be able to have schedules where we could have a little shorter appointments, not fill up our schedules so that we couldn't take in new urgent cases by the day. So when in developing our behavioral medicine program, I researched all the literature to find something that might help us. And I couldn't find anything in the traditional literature at that time. This was way back in 1999, around there, 2000.
Yes.
It was after 2004 that we're doing this. And I came across the Family Therapy Networker article by Charles Vivian and Joyce Carbonell in Florida. And they had a very rudimentary study that had looked at different treatments of trauma. And I was intrigued because I knew about EMDR. I knew a little bit about, had taken some courses in NLP, and I wasn't familiar with others, especially TFT, which according to that rudimentary study seemed to have the highest efficacy. So I went to research that and then found that Roger Callahan, who was then in his senior years but still teaching, was the developer, and that he had taught some other people like Gary Craig and others that had developed offshoots of this software therapy. So I thought, wow, he's still teaching, so I would like to learn from the developer. And so I went to study with Roger Callahan.
All of this is in Dr. Sakai's book. It's Overcoming Adversity. It's Carolyn Sakai, PhD. That's S-A-K-A-I. TFTCenter.com is our website. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. Boy, time is going by so quickly. This is such an important topic, and it's an important book, and would encourage you to pick up the book. And it's an amazing story, the transformations, but it's a book that will be able to help so many people. Doctor, how were you treating trauma and PTSD before you learned thought field therapy?
Before I learned thought field therapy, I was doing the traditional therapies. I've learned all the traditional therapies, so we're using systematic desensitization, cognitive behavioral therapy, dialectical behavior therapy, looking at a lot of the available treatments. And with after I learned the thought field therapy and saw that, and I was also using EMDR. After learning thought field therapy, I looked at that we could have rapid, deep treatment, resolution of the traumas and the symptoms without having to go through severe abreactions. And then I realized that in some of the more traditional approaches that I have been using, like with systematic desensitization, in essence, we're having people think about kind of reconnect with the traumas as they told the story over and over to get desensitized. But essentially, if you're not giving them a means to be able to immediately bring down those symptoms, essentially, it's like re-traumatizing the person. So we look at this was a rapid and very gentle treatment that was very effective. And it was like a godsend because there were many people who had heard of and had come to me before that had previously to coming to the Learn Thought Field Therapy, like some vets who were saying that they were re-traumatized. They never wanted to go back to treatment, so that they had bolted from treatment and never went back, and they still had all the flashbacks and nightmares as if it just happened yesterday. And so that this was something that they said, wow, it's a very different treatment. They're not getting re-traumatized, and they have the tool that they can use themselves, that they can do it anytime. If they wake up with a nightmare, they can do it in the middle of the night.
Yes.
They can do it on themselves.
Once, where can someone get the treatment if they're listening and they are suffering from some form of trauma or PTSD, or they have a friend or family member? How can you get treatment with thought field therapy beyond what you get reading the book? Where else can you follow through with this?
You can find a practitioner, and there are people all over the world and all over the U.S. that are trained with thought field therapy. So you can ask for a thought field therapy practitioner and try to locate one that is in your area. It can also be done more long distance by phone for those who can treat people by phone to be able to do the treatment by phone.
The book is available.
I mean, right now it's audio-visual,
yes,
because people do it on Zoom meetings or on different platforms that have HIPAA-compliant audio-visual connections.
And, of course, answers to that and so much more in Dr. Sakai's book, Overcoming Adversity, How Energy Tapping Transforms Your Life's Worst Experiences. The book available on our website, TFT Center information, tftcenter.com. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. Briefly, how does thought therapy work? How could some of those transformed by thought field therapy get changes so rapidly, especially severely traumatized Rwandan genocide survivors that you talked about? How does it work? How does it work so well, so quickly, and with such amazing results?
Yeah, that is what has been really astounding. And while we were doing the research in different parts of Rwanda, we were astounded because we knew that we had to, with the really having millions of people that needed to be treated. We were trying to treat like 40 a day, and then we're training as many people as we could, and then realized that they didn't have enough mental health counselors, pastors, and priests. So then we trained lay people, businessmen, farmers, people, police, all walks of life. And they were the ones that were treating the severe genocide survivors in the two randomized control studies with adults that we were working on. And we're amazed to see the results. And I think one of the things we're looking at is, because it's a somatic treatment, when we're looking at, you see the changes. Like in a Kaiser study, we saw the heart rate variability changes. We actually can see people's fear drop. You see the tension in their bodies relax. You see the heart rate go down. You see the tension in the body relax. And you see the physical changes from the fight or flight response that they may be stuck in, that once that relaxes, and you, once you don't have that fight or flight reaction and your body is calm, your body physiology is calmed down, heart rate, respiration, circulation, everything's more calmed down, we can actually think more clearly. We can access our problem solving, and we can look at, this is, I'm here in the present moment, and in the present moment, I'm not facing that danger or that trauma that keeps reliving in the flashback. And the flashbacks are seen, like, people have looked at and said, oh my goodness, I can still remember it. But now it looks like faded, like 15 years ago. And it's not in their face anymore. So then they can be more objective. They can look at problem solving. They can look at what they can do to move forward with their life. And that was the amazing thing that I was struck with in Rwanda and also here in the United States, that when people got well, after they were, you know, stuck in the traumatization and having the suffering for so long, what they wanted to do was to immediately give back. Like one of the Rwandans who had been forced to witness the murder of his wife and children, and then because he refused to start killing other people, as they told him that they would spare the rest of his children. He was having those debilitating flashbacks, nightmares, depression. So for 12 years, he had not been able to function. After he was treated and he was able to get over his depression, he was also able to get over the somatic manifestations. He was dizzy, falling a lot. He was able to function, not dizzy, not falling, not depressed. So he wanted to give back. So he came to the church service at the orphanage where we were working, and he stood up at the end of the service and said he was very grateful to have his life back after 12 years of not being able to function. So he wanted to give back and open his humble home to take in 3 or 4 orphans.
Just an amazing story. And the book Overcoming Adversity has real life stories how the people have been able to progress from trauma, pain, dysfunction, the doctors talked about, to healing, health, and resilience. A couple minutes left in the program. You were spending and seeing 8-10 hour patients a day, 6 days a week in Rwanda. You're almost, I'll say this, and it's a compliment, almost 80 years old. How did you go about How did you go about dealing with this? These are severe trauma survivors in Rwanda, daily for weeks. How did you prevent yourself from burning out?
That's a very good question. This is the thing, because when we're showing people how to do the treatment, essentially, we are treating ourselves. And this happened, it was wonderful, because when we're using interpreters, of course, in Rwanda, and the interpreters are also Rwandans who have been through the genocide, so they get re-traumatized. And so I had initially figured in time for us to process, for, especially for the interpreters, but also for our secondary traumatization. But, you know, I had known from our own experience that we would not be getting secondary traumatization because as we're treating the clients or the people that are coming to be treated for PTSD, we're actually treating ourselves as we're showing them. And the interpreters also showing it that we're all doing it together. So we treat our secondary trauma at the same time. So we don't have the burnout. So that's why we're able, each of us, to see about 40 people back to back all day, because we had to work from dawn to dusk because there was no electricity when we started going there.
And
that's why we can see so many patients in a day.
It's just so amazing, the story in the doctor's book. I mentioned Overcoming Adversity, where it's available. Where do you suggest people get a copy of the book? And talk about the website and what's available at the website, too, because that's a great resource.
Yes, on the website, there are case stories. They're like on a brick wall, and you can press like anxiety, trauma, trichotillomania, different things, and you can get the testimonials and stories. They're actually all testimonials, not the full stories. The full stories, some of them are in the book. And the other things on the website are the access to the research articles, and they also have YouTube videos, some of which are from interviews that have been broadcast on different television programs. And we also have some of the videos that were sent to us from Rwanda, including some of our work with genocide survivors and with people in the prison.
It's a great resource. It's tftcenter.com, and we'll have that and all this information on our website. The book we're talking about is Overcoming Adversity: How Energy Tapping Transforms Your Life's Worst Experiences, a Primer for Post-Traumatic Growth. The author, our guest on the program, Carolyn Sakai, that's S-A-K-I, A-I, Ph.D. The book is available at, you'll find information on our website, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places. Doctor, it's been a pleasure, a very important conversation having you on the program. We've just touched the surface. So much more in the book, Overcoming Adversity, and on her website. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I really appreciate it, and it was a pleasure talking to you.
Same here.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. The book is Overcoming Adversity, Carolyn Sakai. That's S-A-K-A-I, Ph.D. Book available at Amazon, the usual places. And, of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.